Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful Men of Purpose, a Loyal Friend.
Right here, everybody.
The Lord is mine, the Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
Oh, we sing hallelujah.
Mountains and valleys.
This joy is refreshing. Yeah.
So I will walk in your peace.
Spirit,
your spirit
victory.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
Your spirit.
Your spirit lives within.
So I will walk in your peace.
I will walk in your peace. For a second, let me hit the voices. Everybody say together, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am not alone.
I am not alone.
Oh, for he's my comfort,
he's my comfort.
And he always holds me close.
Someone say you are not alone. I need you to encourage someone that's standing behind you and just turn around and say you are not alone. One of the things the enemy tries to do is to convince us of things that are not there, to convince us of things that God has assured us. And the enemy tries to convince us it is not true. When God tells you he'll never leave you nor forsake you, he means that. And even when you can't see him, he's always right there. Listen, you could have died in your sleep last night, but God. Do you know how many people die in their sleep that don't wake up? No sickness, no disease, no illness. Just stop breathing, but you're still here because God is by your side. So come on, Anthony. Come on. I want to see all the worshipers. Oh, do me a favor now. Leave your seat. And go encourage somebody.
I am not
and tell
alone.
Them you are not alone. Close those eyes. Deacon Glover, we're praying for you in the loss of your father. Praying for all of those who may have also lost loved ones and all of you who struggled. Just know that you are not alone, that God is your shepherd. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we say thank you. God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you are going to do. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not be in need. Thank you for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for being a waymaker, heart fixer, mind regulator. When we wanted to give up, you would not allow us to give up, and we say thank you. Now bless this word that shall come forth today. We know that you have already declared that it will not return unto you void, not because of who the preacher is, but because of where the source comes from. It comes from you, Lord, and we say thank you. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray and give thanks. Those who know it is so, clap those hands and give God a hand of praise. Amen. Can you celebrate these amazing young people? Thank you. Amen. There is a word from the Lord this morning as we continue this series that God has given us in this men's month this year, in which we've focused on the word grateful, on this one word, grateful. We began this series last week entitled Grateful Men of Purpose. We said to you that this series will focus, as Pastor Antoine has said, on four unsung heroes, four people in the Bible who there are no books written with their names on it, four men in the Bible in which no one really goes around wanting to say that he is a main hero of biblical literature, but yet their impact, their significance shaped not only the Bible, but shaped the world. This is the second of four messages of grateful men of purpose. We said at the beginning, it's not just for men, it's for men, women, boys, and girls, but this month we are focusing on men. Can we give God a hand for all the men of Bible Way? And just allow me one other privilege. I want to say a very special thank you to all of you who went with us Thursday night to Victory Praise with Apostle P.F. Chambers and Bible Way. I am so grateful to be your pastor. I am so thankful for all of you and how supportive you are, and so God bless you. I have to say I'm biased, but I think I pastor the greatest congregation anywhere. Man. You may not have the greatest pastor, but I have the greatest congregation. Amen. I thank God so much for you. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, the New Living Translation. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. The New Living Translation, another unsung hero that we want to highlight this morning. Amen. And just for the record, we are preaching something separate at 11 because it's graduate recognition. So to those of you that are so inclined and you want to hear two messages, separate messages, go get something to eat and meet us back here at 11 as we celebrate our college and high school graduates. Verse 1, after David had finished talking with Saul, he met Jonathan. Somebody say Jonathan, the king's son. There was an immediate bond between them, for Jonathan loved David. From that day on, Saul kept David with him and wouldn't let him return home. And Jonathan made a solemn pact with David because he loved him as he loved himself. Listen to verse 4. Jonathan sealed the pact by taking off his robe and giving it to David, together with his tunic, sword, bow, and belt. And we ask God's blessings on the reading and the hearing of his word. The series, again, is entitled Grateful Men of Purpose. four unsung heroes of the Bible. Today's message is simply entitled, A Loyal Friend. Look at somebody and say, thank God for loyal friends. And I clap those hands as you take your seat. A loyal, somebody say loyal. Tell your neighbor, don't get it confused. Loyal, a loyal friend. In this self-centered world that we currently live in, relationships are often temporary and complicated. May I preach? And genuine friendships have become more and more rare today. I was talking to my friend and dear sister, Nicole Holland, the other day, and says, where are you? She says, I'm visiting one of my dearest friends who has stage 4 cancer. And we're spending the day with her. And she does it often. No one tells her to do it. She does it often. One day she and I went over and had prayer with her. I never told Nicole this, but I have been so moved by her commitment to the friend that has been her friend for a long time. Real friends don't leave you when you get sick or when you get down and out. Loyal friends are those who walk beside us during our most difficult seasons. Loyal friends defend us when others slander us. Loyal friends don't talk good to you, to your face, and bad about you behind your back. That's not a loyal friend. Loyal friends encourage us to fulfill God's purpose for our lives. They help you become better, help you to become more of what God desires for you to be. Sometimes the real unsung heroes in our lives are those loyal friends who quietly and faithfully stand beside us. Thank you, Deacon Carlos Mays. Those loyal friends, no matter what we are going through, you don't have to always spend a lot of time with them, but you know that they're always there praying for you, lifting you up, encouraging you. Amen, somebody. Look at somebody and say, loyal friends. We live in a time today in which we've confused associates with friendships. Can I preach? However, we must be careful. Look at your neighbor and say, be careful not to mistake fake friends for loyal friends. Everybody that follows you on social media is not your friend. Everybody that keeps up with your business is not your friend. Here's what God told me. God said, the truth is, may I preach this? Some of our biggest enemies are often disguised as some of our closest friends. There's some witnesses in here, some folk who thought you had a ride or die friend, but you found out they didn't ride or will they die with you. They are fair weather, sometime friends, as long as it's convenient, it's good for them. As long as you make their life better, then folk will always be there. I had a buddy of mine who is a renowned iconic lobbyist who had an expression that he would tell me that the late Senator Isidore Lurie told him when he was lobbying. He says, you know what? You are always there when you need me. And I thought about that. And he says, and he told me, he says, Darryl, I will always be there when I need you. And it dawned on me, and he was right, that some folk are always there when they need you. Am I right about it? Question is, are they there when you need them? Your back is against the wall, and you have nothing to offer them. Can they still be there? It is said that fake friends are like shadows, always near you at the brightest moments, but nowhere to be seen at your darkest hours. Some of you got some shadow friends. They show up in the sunshine, show up when the sun is bright, but when it gets dark, you walk through the valley, you're nowhere to be found. When you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, nowhere to be found. However, here's what the Bible says, that loyal friends are like, here's what I've surmised, I should say. Loyal friends are like stars, not shadows. You don't always see stars, but you know that they're always there. Even when it's cloudy and you can't see the star, you know the star is right there behind the cloud. Look at somebody and say, they don't go anywhere. Amen. They don't go anywhere. And so your loyal friends are those who stick right there by you. Don't forsake you in times of trouble. Can hold your hands when you can't even encourage yourself. Somebody to give you a word of encouragement. But here's what God said. However, in order, I just need to say this, in order to attract loyal friends, you must first be friendly yourself. Can I help you? Some folk wonder why they don't have many friends. Look in the mirror. I mean, who wants to follow you? Grumpy, grouchy, mean, always complaining about something. I will confess, there's some people that were in my life that I stopped taking their calls because the older I get, the less I want to spend my life complaining about stuff. But life is too short to run my blood pressure up talking about all the things that not going right and all the things that we need to get right. And so in order to attract friends, you must be, let me put some word on that. Proverbs 18 and 24, the A clause, New King James Version says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. Grouchy people will die lonely. Mean people will die lonely. People that are not friendly, you don't have any friends because nobody wants to be around you and that horrible attitude you possess. And so if you want friends, smile. If you want people to encourage you, encourage other people. You want people to stand by you during your darkest hours. You need to stand by somebody else. So the question is, do you have any loyal friends? Is there anybody in your life that you can consider yourself a loyal friend to? Let us look at this text. And in this text, we have what is perhaps one of the greatest examples in the Bible of genuine loyal friendship. In the friendship between David and Jonathan. We are focusing today on Jonathan, not David. We know David. David is the author of the Psalms. David, the greatest king to ever serve Israel. But not too many people talk about Jonathan. I would submit to you that in my humble opinion, Jonathan was as good and powerful of a man as David. Let me put it in some context so that you can hopefully understand. David the son of a shepherd. And I said this with a purpose in mind. David, the son of the shepherd. The shepherd was the lowest position on the tolling pole during that day. Shepherds weren't necessarily big-time entrepreneurs or religious leaders. However, David was anointed the next king of Israel while he was around 17, may have been younger than that. He was a young man, son of a shepherd, but anointed by God. However, before, listen to this, this is important, before he ever sat on the throne, he was blessed with a loyal friend by the name of Jonathan. Now, I carefully wordsmith this sentence because there are a whole lot of folk who become your friend when you get elevated. A whole lot of folk want to be your friend when you get certain positions. But look back over your life and think about those who were your friends when you had nothing, when no one thought you were anybody. Amen. Those are the friends that are your loyal friend. Some of my greatest friends are the ones who grew up with me on 48, doing 48. Arthur Town Taylor's Little Camden, Israel Park. Those are my, because my state house folk are associates. Amen. But Brother MD, people like you are my friends that knew me when I was just dour, just nobody. And so Jonathan, listen to the text, became David's friend before he ascended to the throne. Jonathan happened to have been the king's son. The son of King Saul. Let me help you out. Told you this series, I want you to hear this word, not really shout and run around the church. I need you to get something. Jonathan was the son of King Saul. David was the son of a lowly shepherd. They weren't supposed to run in the same circus. David would not have been invited to Jack and Jill. David would not have been considered bougie. I mean, David smelt like sheep. Jonathan smelt like royalty. But they became close friends. Verse 1 of the text says, there was an immediate bond between David and Jonathan. It was the beginning of a genuine friendship. It was David, not Jonathan, who became famous. Let me help you out. It was Jonathan's loyalty that helped protect and sustain David during some of his most difficult moments, during some of the most trying times in David's life. Jonathan was there. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17, the New King James Version says, a friend loves at all times. Jonathan was a true and a loyal friend of David. We're told in verse 3 of the text that Jonathan made a solemn pact with David, because the text says, because he loved him as he loved himself. Now, it is remarkable and worth noting that Jonathan was the heir, listen to this, to his father's throne. Yet he cared enough for David to support God's purpose for David's life instead of competing and fighting against God's purpose. Jonathan knew what his legacy dictated that he should be. He was the heir to the throne. Jonathan was the one next in line to be king of Israel. But yet he was not jealous because of David's anointing. Can I preach to you? Anybody that's jealous of your anointing is not your friend. Anyone that's jealous with what God is doing during this season of your life is not your friend. Jonathan understood that I may be Saul's son, but David is a son of God. David is a son of the shepherd. He's the son of the man who walks with him and talks with him. And Jonathan understood this. It takes true friendship for someone to understand that I will neglect what I think I deserve to stand up for what God says somebody else should have. Can I preach? I just need to preach to a handful of folk that thank God for true friendship. Listen, verse number 4 of the text. Jonathan takes off his robe. What robe, Pastor Jackson? This was no ordinary garment. Jonathan was first in line, first in succession to the king of Israel. He had a special kind of robe. Dictated, you're next up. But Jonathan takes off his robe, gives it to David. His tunic, sword, and bow, and his belt, and give it to David. All these things were symbols of Jonathan's royal and rightful position. Yet he was willing to give them all up in support of God's purpose for David's life. Is there somebody close to you that can see what God is doing in your life and they will support you, not compete against you? They will pray for you. They will lift you up. That's true friendship. Jonathan was truly an unsung hero of the Bible. Jonathan could have been jealous of David. In fact, if you look at the text in verse 29 of the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel, we see where when Saul turned against David, Jonathan did not. The Bible tells us that Saul, jealousy, reigned against David. And look at verse 29. And Saul was still more afraid of David. So Saul became David's enemy continually. Saul was jealous because Saul did not have what Jonathan had. Jonathan had a special relationship with God. You've got to be comfortable with who you are to support what God is going to do in somebody else's life. Everybody can't handle that. You got to be comfortable. God, I know who I am. I know what you've called me to do, and I'm comfortable with me. I don't have to be anybody else. Nothing gets on my nerve like folk calling me Bishop. I said, people, all right, Bishop, I love y'all, Bishop. I said, first of all, the world got enough bishops. And if God wanted me to be a bishop, he would have anointed on a day and would have let me know. Amen. Because the last time I checked, God and I still have a relationship. And we talk. I don't need another title to substantiate who I am and what God has called me to be. I'm a pastor, and I can be a good pastor without another title. Who am I preaching to? Look at somebody and say, you don't need another title. I can't wait until we get to Men's Day. I'm going to preach about a faithful brother because I want to know a whole lot of folk, Deacon Marlon, want to be deacons. But the question is, can you be a good brother? It ought not be backwards. You ought not say, make me a deacon and I'll become a good brother. No, you show God that you can be a good brother. Then God will elevate you up to be what God has called you to be. You speak to people. You help people. You work in the parking lot. You do the little things that nobody calls your name. Standing up before people, that's not something that you do that you're proud of because you think you're somebody. It's because God has elevated you. And so Jonathan took off his robe. Jonathan took off his tunic. Jonathan took off his bow and belt. And he even gave David his sword. biblical history tells us that the first son of the king had special weaponry. But Jonathan realized that there's an anointing on your life. And I'll never compete with what God wants to do. The last place you want to be is stand between God and what God has ordained. Amen. Let me tell you, some of you that think that you're entitled to something, the last thing you want to do is stand between God and who God has ordained. Ooh, because, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. God will move you out the way to elevate somebody as Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. And in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. In order for God to elevate Isaiah, he had to take his cousin Uzziah out of the picture. God will move you out of the picture in order to do what God, I pray all the time, God, I hope I'm not standing in between you and your next move. Amen. Because God will move you out of the picture. Three key insights that I want to leave you in today's message as we consider lawyer friends. Number one is this: a lawyer friends recognize and support God's purpose for each other. Amen. Brothers, look at that. Men, look at that. Lawyer friends embrace, recognize, support God's purpose for each other. They embrace God's purpose in each other with encouragement and kindness. You don't throw something at somebody and say, huh. I never knew what huh means. Is that a word somewhere? y'all grow up in the country. People, yeah, they throw you something. You know, we are notorious for making up stuff. Yeah. You don't really mean it, but it, lawyer friends, embrace God's next season in your life with encouragement and kindness. Lawyer friendships are rooted in trust, integrity, and mutual respect. If folk don't respect you, they can't be your friends. And you don't respect me by telling me you respect me. It's how you show me. If you're in any kind of relationship, I'm talking to the sisters and the brothers now, and folk don't treat you with dignity, then they don't respect you. And I wouldn't be with anybody that don't respect you. You're better being by yourself. Amen. Lawyer friends, second key insight. Lawyer friends celebrate with each other instead of competing against each other. Amen. They celebrate and are jealous of each other's promotions and what God has. Lawyer friends celebrate each other's success with real joy and true happiness. Lawyer friends do not feel the need to compete. They are satisfied. This is what I said earlier. They are satisfied with what they have and with who they are. I'm preaching to somebody in here. Are you satisfied with what you have? With who you are? I'm just as satisfied as I can be being the pastor of Bible Way Church of Atlas Road. I don't need to go to conferences. I don't need to go to convocations. I don't need anybody to say, I'm just as satisfied. Every Sunday morning I wake up and come here, I know I'm fulfilling God's purpose for my life. Amen. Amen. You've got to know who you are. There are too many preachers that want to be the next Jakes. You can't be the next Jakes if you can't be the first you. Amen. You've got to be who God called you to be. Brothers, just celebrate. God, I thank you for who I am. And what I do. I'm glad for what I have. I may not have everything you have, but whatever I have, it's mine. And I'm glad for what God, somebody ought to help me celebrate what God has given you. Somebody help me celebrate what God has given you. Help me celebrate who you are right now. Come on, clap those hands. Clap those hands. Stand to your feet all over this place. The third and the final insight is very important. Lawyer friends help each other survive and thrive during life's most difficult times. Lawyer friends are there to remind us not to quit, to give up during our darkest hours. Some of the most encouraging conversations I've ever had from folk that I grew up with, just ordinary folk, that says, hang in there. Remember one day my late friend, Brother Alfred Guest, who's gone on to be with the Lord, he didn't even know it. It was one of my darkest hours. I was going through something. Called me, and he called me Jack, and he said, Jack, man, I just thought about you. Just want you to know how proud I am of you. Hang in there. That's what he said, Gwen. Hang in there. What he didn't know is that that conversation radically shifted my attitude. God reminded me that there are more people on your side than are against you. You just don't know them all. They're more with us than against us. Is there anybody so grateful that God has more with you than those that are against you? Here's the last point that I want to make. Certain trees survive severe storms because their roots are interconnected beneath the ground. Not surface relationships. But the reason why two strong oak trees by each other both survive the storm, because their roots are tied together beneath the ground. Lawyer friends help us survive life storms because they too are interconnected. You see that illustration? Connected together under the ground. You don't see it, but they're there with you, praying for you, calling your name out. Lord, bless his family. Lord, touch his body. Thank you, Lord, for elevating him. And if you lean, I'll lean. But if the storm comes, we both are going to survive the storm because we're interconnected. And if it takes one of us out, it's got to take both of us out. Because we are connected. So my question to you this morning is that, who are you connected to? Who's connected to you? Somebody in your life. God has put in your life to be your lawyer friend. Are you a lawyer friend to anyone? Are you willing to forego your ambition for somebody else's promotion? What if God calls your friend to excel in a place higher than you? Can you celebrate? Can you encourage? Or will you be jealous and revengeful? You've got to understand that you are who God says you are. And I thank God for Jonathan. Thank God for Jonathan, man who always stood there. And I wish I had time to tell you the end of the story about even how Jonathan's grandson was saved by David, because David appreciated the relationship that he had with Jonathan. Jonathan's son went through a lot, but David was right there because he never forgot. Lawyer friend, people may forget what you say. They may forget what you do. Thank you, Maya Angelou. But they will never forget how you made them feel, okay? Question is today, can you thank God for loyal friends? Clap those hands. Thank God for every Jonathan. Thank God for every Jonathan. Come on, thank God for every Jonathan. Thank God for every Jonathan. Thank God for every Jonathan. Thank God for folk that don't have to be David. Ooh, I don't have to be David. Ooh, I'm comfortable being Jonathan because I know that God has a purpose for my life. The altar is now open. Leave your seat wherever you are. Walk down the aisles. Come stand at the altar right now. Bishop Paul S. Morton write, be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Ooh, be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. I pray for you. You pray for me. Watch God. Look at somebody and say, watch God change things. Unsung heroes are those people that are there for you during the storm. Amen. Those folk whose roots, like that image we had, whose roots are interconnected. And the true reason you haven't fallen is not because you are that strong. It's because your roots have been tied to someone else. Look at someone and say, we're stronger together. And we are stronger together. The devil is a liar. Don't compete. Don't fight. Don't become jealous or revengeful. Thank God for what God is doing in your life right now. Come on, team, and tell us, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Be blessed, my brother.
Look at someone.
Be blessed wherever.
As life leads you. Let me speak life to you.
You can depend on God.
I like to see you through.
Pray for you. You might be hurting. You might be crying.
You might be worried.
And frustrated too. Let me speak life to you.
Somebody say,
you pray for me.
Watch God.
And watch God change things.
Pray for somebody else. God will change things for you.
Oh, I pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things.
Come on, everybody.
Right now. And watch God.
somebody. And watch God. Come on.
He's going to change it. He's going to turn it. I pray for you.
We all just embrace one another, whether you feel comfortable, you want to lock arms, hold hands, grab your neighbor by the shoulder. As Pastor said, we need each other. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I pray for you. You pray for me. I pray for you. You pray for me. Amen. Hey, a loyal friend. A loyal friend. Me and my wife was having this conversation. Come on, we can praise God for that. And we were saying, you can't pick who family you are born to, but you can choose your friends. Come on, somebody. You can't help who family you are born to. You can't help who brought you into this world. You can't help who is your brothers, sisters, cousins, aunties, uncles, grandmothers, grandfathers. But you can choose a friend. Jonathan chose David because he knew that David had something greater than what he was currently experiencing. Yeah, he smelled like sheep, but Jonathan knew that he had the anointing on his life. And it doesn't matter what you are experiencing, your current moment, we all need somebody to encourage us. Amen. We all need that friend to say, it's gonna be all right. Lift your head up. Dry your tears up. I know you're hurting right now, but God got you, amen? Amen, come on, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the message that encourages us that we all have to be friendly to one another. We all have to be friendly with the love of Christ in our heart. For the Bible tells us that the two greatest commandments, one of them are love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. That God, we are not perfect. We don't do everything right, but we can be loyal to one another. We can be loyal to our friends. We can hold each other accountable and hold each other up in times of need. And dear God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for you being a loyal friend. Thank you for you being a brother. Thank you for you being a sister. Thank you being a father. Thank you for you being a mother. Thank you for you being a savior when we needed you the most. So now, dear God, we ask that you touch everybody that is under the sound of my voice. That God, continue to encourage them, continue to inspire them, continue to let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, and especially in the time of need. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen, amen, amen. Give your neighbor a hug if you feel comfortable. Say a loyal friend. Say a loyal. Say, I pray for you. You pray for me.
And watch God.
And watch what? Oh, God is going to change some things. Come on, somebody. As we can worship him as we go out.
God.
Come on, let's give God a praise for the word of God. Let's give God a praise. If you need to scan the QR code, if you would like to join the church, I apologize, staff. If you want to join the church, if you want to come into the full knowledge of who Jesus is, if you want to get baptized, if you want to rededicate your life, because this is why we here. We are here. We love to sing. We love to preach. We love the fellowship. But we know the true reason we are here is to make disciples. Amen. Matthew 28 and 19, to go out to all the nations and make disciples of Jesus Christ. So scan that QR code. If you're watching us online, if you're here in the audience and you say, hey, I want to make that step. I want to rededicate my life. I want to join the church. I want to get baptized. I want to accept salvation. Amen. Amen. The time is now. Time is now. You can even raise your hand and somebody will come and meet you right where you are. Amen. We'll meet you right where you are. Amen.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Grateful Men of Purpose, A Loyal Friend, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 061426. The number again is 803-776-1238, sermon number 061426. June is Men's Month at Bible Way. We invite you to celebrate with the men's ministry under the theme, Grateful Men, Godly Friday, Influence. Friday, June 26th, the men's ministry in partnership with the young adult ministry will host an event, The Aligned Perspective, Redefining the Narrative of the Man. This event is designed to champion holistic well-being, bridging understanding, and ensuring no aspect of manhood is minimized or left behind. Please join us for this special event, Friday, June 26th, 7 p.m. at the Bible Way Church Youth Development Center. Then Sunday, June 28th, it's Men's Day at Bible Way. Join us for the Elder William Lloyd Meritorious Service Award presentation and morning worship service at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. with Pastor Daryl Jackson. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.